What's your name? What is your name? Please hold one moment. Someone that we need to make a phone call for you, and as soon as we do that, then we'll be ready to move forward, sir. Yes, is this Ms. Moran?
Hello?
Yes. Do you want to participate in a hearing this afternoon with Ms. Cisnesro? Yes, you do want to participate, so please hold on. This hearing is about ready to get started.
Okay. Mr. Cisneros, before we get started, that phone receiver is very sensitive at that location, and if you could hold the mouthpiece down below your chin, because we hear your breathing, we can practically hear your heartbeat and everything from that. That was so sensitive. Thank you. That's okay. Just for the record, could you please state your full name and your ABC number? Very good. Thank you. Good afternoon. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form to notify you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on September 30th. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And that form has your hearing rights on it, and one of your hearing rights is that you could hire a lawyer at your expense to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you there, so are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board who are conducting this hearing. If you look right down on the other end of the bench from me, down there, at the very end is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Right next to him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name is Dan Oberkness. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us here, and you're going to see him right now, is Mr. Osborne, who's a community corrections officer with the Arizona Department of Corrections. So he's going to represent the department and your parole officer today. It's here.
Okay.
And we also have a guest on the phone. We have Ms. Norma Romero on the phone.
Yes.
Okay, and she is here too. And before we get started, I need to swear the three of you in. So Mr. Cisneros, Ms. Romero, and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do, ma'am.
And Ms. Romero?
Nope.
Thank you. All right, this hearing will be conducted in two phases, and phase one will determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and in phase two, determine if your supervision should be continued in the community or revoked. So Mr. Cisneros, I'm going to read information from your warrant, the two allegations, and as I read each one of these to you, I need you to respond as to whether it's true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, we'll get some testimony from Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections concerning that allegation. And then the board will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. So we'll now start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation reads thusly. Is that you are in violation of the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 18, 2017, per the task LCMS lab report dated August 22, 2017. Mr. Cisneros, is that true or false?
And that is true.
That's true, okay. Allegation number two is that you were in violation of condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directive of CCS Durant by failing to report to the Pima Reentry Center on or about August 25th, 2017, as verbally directed on August 24th, 2017. At that point, you were actively avoiding supervision and were considered an absconder from supervision. Mr. Cisneros, is that true or false?
That is, but can I please explain something before I answer this one?
Yes, in just a moment. In just a moment, you can explain. But for now, we're just going to move on. So based on Mr. Cisneros' admission to allegation 1 and 2 on warrant number 2017W2985, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may relapse or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. No, we agree. Agree.
Sorry. So, second and second.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, okay. All right, and then we have a breeze from, okay. Hold 1 second, Mr. Cisneros, I have to mark some paperwork.
Okay. All right.
Okay, all right, so now, in phase two, Mr. Cisneros, you'll have some more opportunity to talk to the board. But before we move on, just to give us all a little bit of information, background information on you, we're going to hear some information from Mr. Osborne. If you just hold on the line, we'll be right back with you. Mr. Osborne.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Cisneros was released from DOC custody on May 2nd of 2017. He was arrested on September 8th of 2017 by the Graham County Sheriff's Office on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody on September 11th of 2017. Was 14 absconded with the community supervision end date of February 16th of 2018. Current conviction 2015, trafficking and stolen property 3 years. Prior convictions 1996, theft 1 year. 1996, aggravated assault, 1 year. 1997, theft, 2 years, 6 months. 1998, theft, 3 years, 6 months. 2002, armed robbery, 12 years. 2011, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. And 2014, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 5 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4. A mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCGA information noted that Mr. Cisneros admitted to being a member of East Side 40th Street, and he'd been a member since he was 13 years old. Prior term of supervision, 2001, TIS Tech violator, revoked. And 2012, TIS absconder, 92 days, arrested on new felony, returned to custody, and reached CSD. He has a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with threats of harm, possession of weapons, drugs, and theft noted. Other arrests, 1990, indecent exposure, AZ juvenile detention, and 1990, molestation of a child, AZ juvenile detention. And he has a community risk score of G7B9.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. And back to you, Mr. Cisneros. It looks like you were released to live with, when you were released, you were to go live with your mother, Mama Romero, at 115 West 4th Street in Safford, Arizona. Is that correct?
Yes.
And did you live there the whole time that you were on release?
Yes.
Okay, and you were working as a construction laborer, it looks like, for Olson Brothers. Okay, what were you doing for them? Just general construction labor?
Yeah, I was doing messages, signing jobs with a friend that works for Phillips Olson Brothers. So I'd have to work on their houses, either in concrete format or happen to just do concrete finishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, because it's we notice it's very hard for people to find work in Safford, because it's not, you know, smaller town, it's hard to find work, so it's good that you were working. I'm continuing to read a report here, so just bear with me a little bit. It looks like you were encouraged to, your alcohol bill score is rather high as far as needs,
yes.
Treatment needs. What's your drug of choice, Mr. Sisnellis?
Probably methamphetamines and alcohol.
Okay, so meth and alcohol. Okay, and what are you doing? Are you doing any sort of treatment where you are?
Yeah, well, right now, I've been on a program since I had the CFTW books for anger management, for alcohol anonymous and alcoholics anonymous, but I wanted to point out that I did go to the rehab, but the only reason I was turned away was because the paperwork wasn't sent in time for my parole officer. And when I was supposed to go back, I didn't go back because I started getting high again. And I wanted to see if there's any way I can, I don't want to be released back into the streets. I would like to at least go to a rehab and try to get some help with my drug and alcohol addiction if possible. I still have 3.5 months to do, and I'd like to try to get a little bit of help if I can with my drug and alcohol dependency.
Understood. How long have you been using alcohol?
Probably since about 7.
Since you were 7?
7 or 8, I would think so, yeah.
Okay. And how about methamphetamine? How long have you been using that?
I was 2 months ago. I think now it's like 9 or 10 years old.
Okay. Let's see. What else? What were you doing during the days when you, those 14 days when you were ensconced? Did it occur to you to call the parole officer?
I was pretty much high enough to be in the room. That's amazing.
Okay. And what was your relationship with your parole officer?
It was fine, pretty much.
On September 8th, when the Graham County Sheriff's Office arrested you, what were you doing?
I was just in a passenger in the vehicle going to drop off a family friend home, and she got pulled over from out of the taillight. I guess the taillight had a short, and that's how I got arrested, just in the passenger seat.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Fellow board members? No questions? All right. Mr. Cisneros. Oh, I'm sorry. We have your mother on the phone as well. Ms. Romero? Are you still on the line, Ms. Romero?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Would you like to make a statement?
I would like to say something if you are correct.
Please do. Now's your time.
Okay. First, I would like to thank the whole board members for letting me be on the phone with you guys and introduce myself as Norma Romero, the mother of Rosario Cisneros.
Thank you.
I'd like to say thank you. And then my son, Rosario Cisneros, and I have been a part for one another about half of his life. He's been incarcerated since a young age to now. I believe my son hasn't created any positive lifestyle. I should say hasn't functioned his mind of knowing to live in a state of mind. Let me tell you the difference. His mind style is all about prison. I showed him. Our style is now in the community of here. My son needs rehabilitation one person to counsel him and another. Social meetings to learn how to associate his mind to communicate. I don't believe prison is the system for him. With the honor, my son went to the female rehabilitation with good attention for getting help with his drugs, habits, and drinking, and trying to get his life on the right path. Not only for himself, but for his kids and his grandkids. But when he went there, I dropped him off there, him and his brother, and I went to buy him clothes and 19, so I went back. They told me they couldn't keep him there because he didn't have the paperwork from the parole. And there was a rehab that had casual rehab on Santa and Mason. And I would like to, if I have to, I will pay for it. Because all the books go there, so I can use the email. And I don't think they're going to do nothing for me.
Thank you, Ms. Romero. Thank you very much. Mr. Cisneros, coming to the conclusion of your hearing now, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating something you've already told us. So what else would you like the board to know?
I would just like to do some more if possible. That's all. And here we are not doing a lot of programs.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Cisneros. The board is going to enter discussion and make a determination. We don't discuss cases outside of this room. So it may sound like we're talking to you or somebody here in the room with us or your mother, but we're not. It's the board talking among itself. So, Mr. Cisneros and Ms. Romero, if you could just remain on the line and remain silent, we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Cisneros is an individual who has recognized that he has a problem with substance abuse, specifically meth and alcohol. I think he's really well aware that he's going to have to address those issues in order to have a normal life. He has absconded for 14 days on this term, and I know in 01 he had another segment of community supervision where he was received a technical violation and was revoked. And then in 2012, he's had another stint of community supervision and absconded and actually received new felony charges. His own mother says that his mind is all about prison. I think those were her words. And I understand that because he's been in prison for a long, long time. I think Mr. Cisneros could truly benefit, although I am not sure of the availability of this, he could truly benefit from some kind of re-entry class. It may or may not be available, as he mentioned, to someone of his custody level. Sometimes the higher custody levels, that programming is not available. But if it is, I think that would be something that could benefit him. I'm not looking at him right now as a good candidate for community supervision just based on his track record. But I would be open to any input from my fellow board member. I'm seeing agreement. Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion to revoke community supervision for Mr. Cisneros based on his record of absconding and absconding not only from this period of community supervision but previous shows him to not be a good candidate for community supervision. During those days when he absconds, we have no idea what he's doing and whether he's in criminal company or not. So I'm going to move that I move to revoke his community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal way for company.
Second.
Great.
Agree.
Thank you. Mr. Cisneros, you heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and you'll be released from the Department of Corrections on or about February 16th of 2018. We urge you to use the time that's remaining on your sentence to talk with your CO3. And one thing that would really help you to address some of the things your mother said is a re-entry class. And I know there are re-entry classes that are given to people that have short periods of time left on their sentence. You sound like somebody who might meet that criteria. So do talk to your CO3 about a re-entry class, because that teaches you some skills for making a transition back into the community, particularly after people have been incarcerated for a long period of time, as you have. So we wish you the best of luck. We want you to make a safe transition, and we hope that you, it's not that we don't like you, but we hope that next time we see you, maybe it'll be at Safeway or somewhere like that, but not with you wearing orange. All right, Mr. Cisneros, thank you for participating in your hearing today. And this hearing is concluded. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.